great show that was, Kyle.
It was a great show. I felt like I talked over you a bit at the end a little too much.
No, you're fine.
But hey, kai kai tai tai.
I get it.
Who is this other person in the dock right now?
There's another person in the dock?
There's an anonymous hedgehog in the dock.
Oh, boy. Vladimir Putin's at it again.
Oh, no.
Vladdy said he'd strike back, and he's going to strike back at our show notes. Oh, no. Man, that guy needs to kill himself, you know? Yeah. Do the world a whole lot better. Anyway, listen, that was an intro for this show. Oh, Kyle, it's been a week, man.
It has been a week.
I texted you because I'm transitioning out of one job into the other. I'm like, this is a poor decision. Why did I do this? I am so tired.
It's almost over, right? How many more days do you have left?
Technically one more.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got this.
Yeah, it's... God, it's been a slow burn, but I can't wait to now just be fully focused in the one I'm in right now, because they're very nice people. That being said, though, it's like... I'm working 13-hour days. Like, today, I woke up at 7, started working at 8, and I will be, you know, burning the midnight oil. I can't wait. And I'll be sleeping on the couch tonight, too.
Ooh.
Fun.
I hope your couch is at least comfy.
It is actually hella comfy. It's a lazy boy.
All right, good. Ooh.
Humble brag. Nice. Humble brag. It's a really old.
As I look over at my couch, where the wood is peeking through on the reclining part and cutting my calves.
Same. It's there. Like, the base is kind of broken a little bit, so I really shouldn't be on it. But it is what it is.
Comfortable.
Yeah. My best friend, she's going through a real hard time, so I'm like, you stay here. You use my bed. I'll sleep on the couch because I'm a goddamn gentleman.
Absolutely.
Again, a real good friend. I can't stress this enough. Also really humbled. I feel like people.
Okay.
People, it's lost on some folks sometimes. You know, because I don't make it about myself. It's never about me.
Oh yeah, no, never.
No.
No.
Nagachaka writes in, and it's like, this after show is weird, because Nagachaka is like, I want you guys to talk about the Batman. And I put when I see Catwoman on screen and it's me as Baby Yoda waving at her. But it's like, how can we do that and give people a good after show? Like, what do we talk about before?
I definitely don't want to spoil it for anybody. Right.
So is it like an overall
overview? Getting into like details?
Without getting into like, just like, if we like it.
I think that's what we should do, because I know a lot of people still don't want to go to the theaters yet.
Yeah. How about this?
Yeah.
Oh, the third person left. They understood they weren't wanted here. That's right. Vlad's like, I got to go back in my bunker.
did they write anything?
I don't know.
Is this a Ron Burgundy moment? Or are they trying to get... You're
so smart, you know? Who do you think you are? Oh, wait. Is it me? I think it was just me. Anyway, I think I had two docs up.
Oh, that makes sense.
Kyle, the intruder, was in the room.
I think the call's coming from inside the house.
How about this? Before we talk about the Batman, let's talk about the movie-going experience. Because I feel like people forgot about it. It's been 2 years.
Yeah.
I want to know your strategy walking into Batman, because you saw it like opening night, right?
Yeah, I saw it Thursday night.
So you saw it with other bozos in the theater.
I did. It was the first packed movie that I've been back to.
Paranoid as all hell?
No.
Okay.
I am comfortable now.
Nice.
With everything. I still vigilant in washing my hands, hand sanitizer, mask when I'm close to people.
Sure.
But like at work, no one is within 6 feet of me at all times, so I don't wear a mask at the office. The theater, I'm still walking in, getting a lot of weird looks, still wearing my mask, and everyone's just like out and about, and I can see their chins. What a weird, and mouths. So weird. Yeah. Seeing what actual faces look like again. So that was the first time, though, I was sitting there and I had somebody right next to me. I was like, oh, boy, I'm going to turn a little bit, like have my back turned to him a little bit. It was weird, but I got over it pretty quickly. It's the movie theater's experience is so special to me.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the main things that I do to escape for a little bit.
Yeah.
And to see something on the big screen and hearing it on the best speakers, and in the Batman's case, like feeling the vibrations of the Batmobile in my chest as I'm watching it and just having a great time. Comfortable chairs, all that. That is my home away from home, one of the many. So it's good to be back into it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope theaters stick around because they're super vital to the entertainment industry and the way we watch movies, even though it's very comfortable sitting on my couch and just watching it as well.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy
real talk
the pomp and circumstance of it, of going to the theater.
Yeah. Real talk, when I get my own place, right?
Yeah.
The first thing I'm doing, I'm making a theater.
Oh, hell yes.
It's not going to be in the living room.
No.
No. It's going to be like in the basement or some shit. And it's just going to be like, we're going to sound, you know, we're going to make it all sound treating it. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to soundproof it because that looked like, like this is a murder house. Huge screen. I'm talking 65, 75 inches.
Yes.
And then just like the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. And then just theater seats.
Yep.
Like this is not even a play games. This is just a watch a cinema.
Yep.
You know?
That's the dream, Joe. That's the dream.
I mean, that's a $70,000 dream, the one I got in my head. But
Yeah.
Because, like, dude, I feel like, yeah, the pandemic, that's what the kids are calling now, has spoiled us in various ways. Like, I want to watch Dune in my room, you know? But there is, like, I feel, I do miss the theater. Because there's something about going out, sitting in like a nice big dark room, and just watching this huge thing on screen. And it's just
nowhere to be.
Yeah.
Like usually at home when you're watching a movie or something, you still are on your phone and whatnot.
Exactly.
But at the theater, you are forced to do that because you don't want to be that person.
Or and if you're the people person, in front of us, you could be on your phone texting. But
don't do that.
Yeah, but
that's the one negative.
Yeah,
is since we've been in this a pandemic, as the kids call it, that I just learned is what's happening right now. I feel like people forgot how to act at the theater.
Yeah,
so there were a lot. I realized it was just trailers, but don't have a full blown loud conversation during movie trailers.
Oh,
it's part of the experience to me.
It depends on the trailer.
No, nah, I want full attention.
Okay.
After the trailer, if I'm seeing it with somebody, I'm like, man, that looked cooler. Not a fan of that.
Like, I saw Doctor Strange, the trailer before.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. I'm like, yes, enter that into my veins ASAP.
Yeah.
To me, I am that dickhead. Like, I will be in the theater. If you're on your phone, I'll yell at you. Batman was the exception because, like, these two people, like, they're in a committed relationship, so maybe they have a kid at home. They're fine. I understand that. But I see when you're on Twitter. I see when you're on Instagram. Kids, I'll yell at you. I'll tell your parents and I'll beat the shit out of your dad when I'm doing it. Like, I'll do that. If you're talking, I will. I am the guy. My brother's like, Joe, please stop. I'm like, no, we're in a dark place. I can't see how non-threatening I am. This is my only chance. This is my only chance to feel imposing. So, like, that's the type of guy I am. And movies are special, and I love watching them alone. I used to think, like, it's a social experience. It definitely is to a large extent. But, like, there's nothing like sitting in a theater alone, yourself, and just enjoying the thing.
Mm-hmm. High school me and college me would have never gone to a movie by myself.
Yeah.
It had to be with friends because I didn't want to be the solo movie goer.
Right. You felt sad for them.
Yeah. Because that's just like what society drilled on me is like, you have to go to the movies with somebody.
Yeah.
But as I got older and my friends moved away and it is just me out here,
mm-hmm.
like, am I going to not experience the things I want to experience because I don't want to go alone? Like, is that the only hurdling block? No.
Obstacle?
Whoa, Kyle. Yeah, the only obstacle in my way is that I'm going to feel shame for going alone? No. Mm. So I got over that pretty quickly. And I'll go to the movies all day by myself. See three movies in a day.
Yeah. Now I feel
I have no shame.
Yeah, now I feel like, yeah, why was I judging them? They're living the dream.
I will say, though.
Yeah.
I did miss having friends at the Batman.
Mm. Yeah,
I would have loved to immediately afterwards just talk about it.
Yeah. Because that's what I have with my brother, like 40 minutes in that car. Just talking about the things. Okay, first off, let's write this down. Write this down in a journal. Elden Ring this shit for a sec. Because we need to do a retro radio on this.
Okay.
This is we'll do this sometime this weekend. Now, everybody, we're going to talk about the Batman.
Real quick, before we talk about the Batman.
Yes.
Real quick, go-to movie theater snack, if you have one.
Go-to, Bunch of Crunch. Are you kidding me?
Ooh, that's a good call. Yeah. I usually don't get a snack.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I usually do like popcorn, Bunch of Crunch, and unwrap it before the movie starts.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Do it in the trailer. Like, that's it. If I still hear you, slap in the mouth.
If the only exception to snack for a movie, the theater has like mozzarella sticks.
Oh, you gotta get the mozzies.
I'm buying mozzarella sticks. But dude, then they're done before the movie starts.
I think, I think before AMC, there was like a movie theater, I think called Lowe's.
That sounds right.
Not the hardware store. Like, just Lowe's movie theater. Mm-hmm. They had fucking curly fries, dude. They were so good. Oh my God. Oh. Retro radio, we're talking about this. This is great. This is great. All right, guys.
It's time.
The Batman. The gloves are off.
If you wanna go watch this movie without any thoughts, you can stop listening now. We love you very much. Thank you for your support. But Joe and I, we need to talk about this because I am going insane.
Kyle?
Joe?
Full stop.
Uh-huh.
I watched Spider-Man No Way Home. I felt like I got my movie.
Yeah.
There is something about a Batman.
Yeah.
That it's just when a Batman hit, a Batman is cinema. Like, all of a sudden I understand what Scorsese's saying. Uh-huh. Kyle, mano a mano here.
Yeah.
The Batman may be my favorite comic book movie ever.
I was not ready for that kind of statement, but I totally see it. And maybe upon second viewing, I might be there with you. It's definitely in my top five, maybe three.
Dude, the opening monologue?
Are we spoiling it? I don't want to spoil it.
No, we're not. We're just talking very vague.
The opening 10-15 minutes show is one of my favorite openings.
Ever.
In any movie.
Because it's just like, it's like, they're just like, we're going in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it doesn't stop.
Nope.
This is
the doesn't stop feeling is so perfectly done and felt by that fucking score.
Yeah.
That score is throughout the entire movie. Bum, bum. It is the perfect build of tension. And then when you hit a certain point, it explodes. Oh. And it just feels so good and fits the movie so good.
Yeah. And
Matt Reeves. Wow.
Like, to me, again, Avengers had Endgame had the biggest like cinematic thing in history. Oh, yeah. There's nothing topping that.
I cry seeing that clip of Avengers Assemble.
But every time. But like, there's like a 2.5 hour buildup to that moment. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where, like, the Batman is so perfectly paced because it's like, here's some exposition, here's a fight scene. Here's some exposition, we're giving you a car chase. Here's some exposition, and here's some hot sexual tension. Here's some exposition, and here's a mystery to solve. It's like, oh my God. And it's just, it's incredible.
Yeah. And it does the thing that I hope we get for the rest of our lives with these movies, because these movies aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And for better or worse, we're going to see new people in the suits.
Sure.
We will see another Spider-Man at some point.
Yeah.
That's not Tom Holland. We will see another Captain America at some point. That's not either Anthony Mackie or Chris Evans. At some point, it's going to happen. So the fact that they just kind of dropped us in this world, 2 years into Robert Pattinson being Batman, with none of the visual scenes of what happened to Batman's parents that we've gotten.
That's the only spoiler you get.
Yeah. Of anything, all the other Batman movies, we've gotten that whole thing played out on the screen. They respected our time.
Yep.
And our knowledge of this character,
because
Batman has been around for ever now.
Yeah.
We know what happened to Batman's parents. We don't need to see it again. And they're just like, you know what? Here's Batman being the world's greatest detective for the first time in a movie.
Yes. Dude, you said it perfectly. It respects your time for a three-hour flick. There was never a time. I literally only looked at my watch once, only just to see how much time was left, because I was like, there's so much here, and I don't want it to end.
Yeah.
Right?
Not absolutely.
When's it ending? Like, I don't want this to end.
The only thing for me is not a knock on the movie at all, because I was gripped the entire time. I saw it after working all day.
So you're tired.
So there was a little bit where I maybe have dozed off for like 30 seconds.
Fair enough.
But that was not the movie's fault.
Micro sleep.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it respects your time, it respects your knowledge, and how many times you need to see. Oh. So we'll become an orphan.
Exactly.
So it just respects you as a viewer, and it is just so, it's such a love letter to Batman, just like the same way that No Way Home is a love letter to Spider-Man in all the iterations that we've seen. You see it here with the Batman, and it's
not even just like a love letter just for Batman as a character. It's a love letter to the Batmobile.
Yeah.
It's a love letter to the Penguin.
Yeah.
It's a love letter to Catwoman.
Yeah.
And all the other characters.
This movie's perfectly casted.
Oh my God. The performances are fantastic. I still do not believe that was Colin Farrell as the Penguin.
Same.
I refuse to believe that man is underneath all that makeup or that is makeup to begin with.
Yeah.
Man, it's just, if you are comfortable enough to go to the theater, you need to see this in IMAX. I saw it in X Plus.
Oh yeah.
Which is Showcase Cinema's version of IMAX, like the really nice screen, the really nice audio, whatnot.
Yeah.
And I feel like it is only the quality and the enjoyment you will get out of it is only added because of the high def audio and visuals.
Yeah.
I really want to just go into spoilers, but I
know it's like, yeah, I think everybody's perfectly casted. And I think Colin Farrell, like, there was like some people downing his performance, and I'm like, and I was watching the movie, I'm like, when does it suck? 'Cause like, this is,
yeah,
this is awesome. And I was getting Soprano vibes from him. And apparently he based his version of Penguin on Tony Soprano.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'm like, oh, I see it. Especially there's one scene in particular. I'm like, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. I think
Riddler?
The Riddler is
Paul Dano.
Incredible.
I love this unhinged Riddler.
It's like Arkham intensified.
Oh, yeah. And they were like, hey, remember the last big screen Riddler we got?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. This is completely opposite. And I'm so happy.
Yeah.
There is one scene in particular between Batman and Riddler that I had just had my mouth open the entire time.
Yeah. This movie is so smart, man, because it'll make you solve things like you're the Batman.
Mm-hmm.
That it doesn't beat you over the head with, like, some of the ideas or some of the moral questions that it's posing at you. It just makes you feel for a comic book fan, really smart. And yeah, this is like Batman actually being a detective. Like, this is a detective movie. Also, shout out to Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, the biggest shout out to Zoe. Oh boy.
I heard
some people say, and this ties into Zoe's performance.
Yeah.
That the action wasn't the best. And I'm like, well, if you think about this, Bruce Wayne is 2 years in, very new to this whole fighting criminals thing.
Yeah.
In addition to when there is action, you feel the hits.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to, Batman isn't just taking hits and brushing them off.
Yeah.
Like, he's getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
Catwoman is getting her ass kicked.
Yeah.
But when they hit back and they connect, you feel it. And yeah. It feels real. It feels grounded.
He fights the most like a comic book Batman would fight.
Yes.
Like, it's surgical.
Yeah.
It is incredible. Like, this, God, guys, you need to watch it. You need to watch it. It's so good. It's so good. I'm watching it tomorrow with my best friend. Again, she's had a hard time, so like I'm treating her to it. And I paid for like the IMAX version I make sure that there's no dumb kid in this theater ruin it for me.
I might go again Friday night.
I'll roundhouse a child. But you need to watch it. It is incredible.
Oh, man. And there's still questions about this movie and the future of the Batman. Mm-hmm. There, for those that are planning on going to see it, do not expect a traditional post-credit scene.
Yep.
Like a superhero. There isn't a traditional one. There is a cool little thing that links to a real-world website that is currently on 77% loaded.
Mm.
So something's coming.
I'm scared.
I'm also scared,
yeah.
But very excited.
Yeah. I really hope with Matt Reeves' trilogy, he doesn't do the Joker. I really hope he doesn't.
I do, too. I want to see, because Batman's got a great rogue gallery.
Yeah.
I want to see some things we've never seen before, or ones that make sense. Like, give me a Scarecrow in this universe.
Yep.
Can you imagine the visuals of that?
Amy said the same thing. Yeah.
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 Oh, give me a realistic Mr. Freeze.
Ooh-wee.
A hush,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Court of Owls, though. Like, come on.
Yeah. I thought that's what they're, you know.
Which gives me hope, because Robert Pattinson was like, hey, are we doing it? Hey, Matt, are we doing Court of Owls? It's a really good story. Hey, Court of Owls, we should do it. I hope so. Man, what a movie, y'all. What a movie.
Well, that's been the Trophy Room After Show. We're both tired, and there's 3 hours of editing ahead of me. This is a 2 hour. It'll be 2 a.m.
Yay.
Yay. I'm going to be real tired tomorrow. Everybody, with all that said, with all that out of the way, keep your wits about you. Keep hunting. And thank you for supporting us. We'll see you next week.
Love you.